June 6, 1979, Elk Creek, Grayson County, Virginia, interview with Lloyd Cornett.
Yep, to you. I don't know. You know, my daddy, he knowed the Cornetts way back.
Yeah.
But he told me about them, but you know, it's just, it don't last too long when somebody tells you about it if you don't know them.
Who was your dad?
Wally Cornett.
Who was his dad?
Rufus.
Rufus Cornett.
And then his dad was Montgomery. And I don't know. I believe Montgomery was Reuben. I believe Reuben Cornett was his daddy.
Reuben?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And they were from around here on Elk Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandparents, my grandfather Cornett, his daddy and mammy was both Cornett.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, were they cousins?
No, they weren't cousins.
They weren't related very close?
No, not, they might have been distant, but it was distant.
Huh. A lot of them around here, I guess.
There used to be a lot of Cornetts. Well, there's more Cornetts, I guess, around Comer's Rock than there on Elk Creek.
Yeah.
But you know, the oldest ones is, they're about all gone.
Yeah.
I'm about as old a one, there's not many older than me.
How old are you?
I was 79 the last day of May.
79.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any old stories about the Civil War days around here?
Well, I've never heard a whole lot. My great-granddaddy, he fought in the Civil War, but he was with the Union Army.
He was with the Union Army, mm-hmm. And he was from around here?
He was from Tennessee at that time.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
And he was he a Cornett?
Mm-hmm. That's Montgomery Cornett.
Where at in Tennessee, do you know?
Rogers. Rogers or Rogersville, and I swear I don't know which.
Rogersville.
So. Yeah.
Huh. Well, did he move down there after he lived here a while?
Well, he moved down there, I think, and then moved back here.
I see.
He come back here after the Civil War, and he didn't live long till he passed away.
Yeah? Huh. We've heard stories how our ancestors, the Catrons, you heard of Catrons?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some of their family moved to Carter County, Kentucky, where we're from.
Yeah.
Right after the Civil War, because I guess everything was so bad, they really gave them a rough time because they were Confederates.
Mm-hmm.
They said we talked to an older guy, he was 79, and his mom was born during the Civil War, and she said she remembered them coming up and stealing all their horses.
Yeah.
You ever heard any stories like that?
Yeah, I've heard something like that. Well, I never heard them so much through here.
You know any porters around here?
There used to be porters over here at Speedman.
Oh yeah?
Steve Porter and Andy Porter. They're a little older than me, not a whole lot, but I think they're both dead now.
Yeah? Huh. Hmm.
And you're related to the Catrons, huh?
Well, they married into our family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my great-grandmother on my mother, on my grandmother's side, she was a Catron.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did any of your family move to Kentucky that you know of?
Not too close.
Yeah?
No, I don't know of any. But there's Cornetts, a lot of Cornetts in Kentucky.
Yeah, there is.
My brother, he worked over there next to the Kentucky line a few years ago. He was an electrician. His foreman, he was from Kentucky, I believe, there at Harlem, I believe, is where he was from.
Yeah.
And he said his folks had come from this county, but I don't know who they were.
Huh. You ever heard of William Cornett?
Yeah, there's a lot of Williams.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Well, our fourth great grandfather was William Cornett.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have been born about, well, before 1800.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the house Mrs. Cotter lives in, her great grandfather was Levi Cornett, and he helped build that.
Yeah.
And he'd be a brother to our third great grandmother.
He would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever heard anything about that family?
No, I never know them families too much.
Oh, you did?
You know, I was raised above Comer's Rock, up there near the Flat Ridge section I was down in here.
Yeah.
So I never did know these Cornetts down in here too good.
Hmm.
What part of Indiana did you say this from?
Marion.
Marion.
About halfway between Indianapolis and Fort Wayne.
Yeah. I lived in Illinois a few years there. I was right on the Indiana and Illinois line.
Oh, yeah?
The town of Clinton, Indiana.
Huh. Yeah.
It wasn't too far from Terry Holt. You used to go to Terry Holt a lot.
Yeah. Hmm. You don't know anything else about the families that moved to Kentucky?
No, here? I don't. No, I don't. Hmm. Some went to Missouri. There's some grads went to Missouri.
Oh, about but, Civil War time?
No, it was after the Civil War time, I'd say. But I don't remember their names.
Yeah?
They was really related to me. They was distant.
Yeah? How do you say we get over to this lady's house that has all the information?
Go over here to the gas station and hit that hard top.
Yeah?
And keep on the... Keep on the right-hand road when you get to where this another hard surface comes into this one.
Yeah.
And then go there to Comer's Rock. There's a store there and a garage on the right. And you turn right there and just stay on that hard top and it'll take you right on up there. It's about 5 miles from Comer's Rock up there too. It's here.
Okay, we stay on the main road towards Whiffville.
No, just over here to Gulf Station.
Oh, then we go on.
Then you turn left.
Turn left there.
Mm-hmm.
Go that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And keep the right road when you come to the next hardtop up there, about 2 miles, I guess. And then when you get to Comer's Rock, there's another hardtop comes in there. You keep right there again.
So we veer right here, then we veer right again.
Yeah. And then when you get there, just before you get to her, she lives on the right, over in the bottom right.
Yeah.
And there's another hardtop road turns to the left, so you just pass it and turn into her.
Okay, and what's her name again?
Elmo Cornett.
Elmo is
her husband. Elmo is her husband.
And her name's Edna.
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
Well, she's about 12, 15 years younger than I.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we'll go up and talk to her then.
Yeah. You know, she may have a lot of the Cornetts. I think she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like she.
I'd say you get more information there than anywhere I could tell you to go.
Yeah.
But they worked on it a lot.
Okay, we'll do that then.
You know, a few years ago, there's a Cornett coming here from. I can't think now where he's from. What state. But he's coming here hunting up. His ancestors, they was from back in here.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, we appreciate your help.
I wish I could have helped you. I wish I could have helped you more.
Well, me too. But you helped us quite a bit.
Well, I haven't been much help to you.
Yeah, you've told us where to go, and she'll probably know.
She probably know.
She may have a lot to do.
She probably will. She has. Well, hey, it's nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You ever come back to hunt me up?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.